Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Friendship. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 20 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame that inner critic and create more than you consume. So this past Christmas, past holiday season, in 2022, my wife got me this Kickstart Creativity deck of cards. And it's not a, you know, a typical deck of cards. It's, you know, 50 ideas to spark some inspiration in you. And I thought, why the heck is she giving me these? You know, am I not the person that created Create Art Podcast? Am I not the person that, you know, inspires everybody around him to do something, you know, magnificent? And the fact of the matter is that sometimes I need a little bit of help too. And I need to get back to my artistic roots instead of, you know, saying to you, get back to your artistic roots. I need to do the same thing. So these cards are broken up into three different colors, blue, and then green, and then red. And today I'll be reading off of a blue card, which is an intention card. And today's topic was, well, kind of interesting. Well, this week's topic was kind of interesting because I'm doing one of these a week. And I'm doing my best to do them each and every week. So this one was called Friendship. And I have a story about this, but let me read you the top of this card first. Friendships bind us to others. And for many of us, our friends become our family of choice. Friends can inspire, encourage, buoy, and provoke us. Our social networks can help us find collaborators and constructive critics. Our network of friends can help us develop and try on ideas. Friends can become your creative accountability partners. And living close to others who value creative work is a proven way to be more productive. So, last week, last weekend, and that's why last week's show was a little bit late, and I'd like to know about that, but, you know, you got to listen to all the episodes. But I spent some time in Tucson, and about 3 hours in Dallas, Texas. And in Tucson, I hooked up with my good buddy, Corey from college, Corey Roberts, and we had a fantastic brunch and a great, maybe 3 or 4 hour conversation. And it felt good because he and I shared an office while we were grad students at VCU. And he also acted in my my thesis, The Malady of Death by Marguerite Duras. And we just had a good time reminiscing, catching up, seeing where each other was. And it was a great time. It was a time of, shared ideas and communion and maybe a bit of the Paris Salon, which I do have links in the show notes for. But it was something that was needed because I hadn't seen him in a bunch of years. And I actually forgotten that he lived in Tucson. I thought he lived in San Jose. So we joked about that. And now it's become our running joke between us. So I can't believe I'm in San Jose. I can't believe you're in San Jose and all that. So it's a funny joke that, you know, we understand. And now you understand. And then I spent about 2.5 hours with one of my best friends, somebody that has seen me through so much, my good friend Laura out there in Texas. And I spent some time with her and her husband, Rob, and we had some delicious barbecue and talked about what was going on in their life, what was going on in my life, and, you know, the world in general. And it really reminded me of the talks that we used to have at the coffee shop, over phone calls, letters that we wrote back and forth to each other. And it just really reminded me of my roots of where I come from, and really grounded me very well. And it had been many, many years. It had been probably, five, maybe 7 years since I've seen her face to face. So, and I was happy to see her with her husband, and she was very happy and grouchy the way I remember her. But no, she is a fighter. That's why I love her dearly. So in preparation for today, for this episode, I'm going to be talking with a good friend of mine, Chris Jones, who his job now is to do podcasts for the automotive industry. And he also is one of the co-founders of the Fredericksburg Independent Book Festival, which is going to be happening this year. And I will be attending, and I don't think I'm going to be having a booth, but I will be attending and supporting, and you'll be hearing about that every week until it happens. But he messaged me through Facebook, and he was like, "Hey, you know, we need to catch up," because I told him, you know, everybody that I was out in Tucson. So he and I will catch up a little bit later on this morning. But it's really important to have these friends in your life, these people that really get what you're going after. They get your vision. They get where you want to take your art, and they want to take it there with you. They want to help you, and they want to support you with that journey that you're going to go on. And there's other people in my life that are like that. And one of the things that, you know, I always like to say is, you know, tame that inner critic. And, you know, you need to use a little bit of that inner critic, but you need to, you know, tamp it down, because that also can be your worst enemy. It can be your best friend and your worst enemy. And with having a network around you that, you know, is your cheerleaders, that's really important for your psyche too. So make sure that you're getting people that are around you. And here's a way that you can tighten that. The first thing they say to do in the Kickstart Creativity by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse, which we do have links in the show notes, is send a short and simple daily text or email to remind friends to whittle away art, to whittle away at and enjoy our projects. So I listened to another podcast. I know, crazy, right? I listen to podcasts, and it's by Jordan Harbinger. And he has a thing where he always says to develop your network, to dig the well before you need it. And, you know, taking some time out of each and every week, maybe every day, to at least send one text to somebody that you know, to say, "Hey, you know, thinking about you, thinking about the project that you're working on, boop, 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 boop," and kind of just checking in on them, and to keep on doing that, to set a regular schedule for yourself. So this was a reinforcement of that, and this was a, "Hey, Tim," in the back of your head, make sure that you're doing this. So this is something that I'm going to be doing, and I'll be reaching out, and I said I was going to do it last time, so I'm really going to do it this time. I'm going to reach out to people, and I'll reach out to people on the mailing list. You can always get on the mailing list, and you'll receive an email once episodes are released. So that way you know, hey, I got to go to my podcast player of choice and listen to Create Art Podcast. But anyhow, I'm going to be reaching out to people, and I don't know if I'm going to do it every day. Maybe, you know, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, during the regular work week, and then leave my weekends alone. But we'll give it a shot. You give it a shot. You can also email me at timothy@createartpodcast.com, and I'd love to hear about what you're doing in your neck of the woods. The next thing it says is to research famous groups from history who regularly meet to talk about and share their work. So I was instantly thinking about the Paris Salons and how famous they were, and all the artists that gathered there, and, you know, shared a common vision and all that. And I was thinking, oh man, too bad we don't have that. But then I reminded myself, you've just seen one of your oldest friends in Texas where you started this journey. And we used to have, and I wouldn't call them salons, but all of us art kids, all of us frustrated theater goth kids in Abilene, Texas, would meet up at this coffee shop and do our art and would support each other. So every Friday night, we do it here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. We do poetry night, and there's other art nights that happen at Katora Coffee Shop. So check it out where you're locally at. See where those frustrated theater goth kids are. My nephew has a great poem called There Will Be No Goth Kids at Summer Camp or at Church Camp. So if you need to get a copy of the poem, please let me know. And I will have him do that. I will record it and we'll play it here on Create Art Podcast. And then the last thing is nourish your friendship today by making a gift for someone who pushes and inspires you. So the people that push and inspire me are, well, definitely my wife. She always tells me, get out of the house and go do fun things and go do artistic things. And Sunday mornings is my mornings to record this podcast and to go do artistic things. And for Valentine's Day, she's getting, some nice gifts. And for her birthday and for our anniversaries. So I think that one I pretty much have covered. And most of them are handmade gifts. For other people in my life, yeah, I do need to make gifts for them. I do need to, because, oh gosh, I'm an artist. I'm a writer and painter and podcaster and musician. So I think I can do that. Oh gosh, somebody this week was saying that, oh, that's, Corey was, in our conversation, was talking about how I made a collection of, a recording of a collection of songs that really inspired me, really pushed me, and some of it was Miles Davis and John Coltrane and that whole thing there. And so we used to call those mixtapes in the day, and then they got to be CDs, and then it's a Spotify playlist. So I need to do more of that. So that's one thing that I'm going to be doing is making more handmade gifts for my friends and for those that inspire me to thank them for what they do. That is all I have for you this week. I want to thank you for taking a listen to these ramblings on a Sunday morning at 7 in the morning Eastern. Mainly because, well, I couldn't sleep, and Sunday mornings are my days to do some personal recording. So thank you very much for taking a listen. Well, that was today's card. I appreciate you taking a listen to this podcast, and I really appreciate the time that you put into it, and I hope you appreciate the time that I put into it. I do want to ask you a slight favor. If you got any benefit out of this, I'd ask you to go ahead and share it with a friend. Whatever app you're using, if you're on my website, go ahead and give them the website. If you're using an app, share it through your app. There's lots of different ways, lots of different apps out there. So I'm not going to go through them all. But yeah, go ahead and share it with a friend. I don't mind. Don't mind at all. The other thing I'd like to ask of you is that if you have something going on in your neck of the woods, or if you have, a piece of art that you're working on that I can help you out with, or if you want to get your work out there to other people, I'd be happy to interview you on this show. You can email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And I'd be happy to get back with you and talk about it and see what we can do about that. the last thing I'm going to ask of you, and I know I'm asking a ton, and I apologize for that, but could you go ahead and email me and let me know what would make this a 5-star podcast in your eyes? I'd like to know about that. You can, you know, a lot of the apps out there, you can comment right there on the app and leave your review or all that. And by all means, go ahead and do that. Even if it's not a 5-star, if it's a 4-star, if it's a 1-star, go ahead and do that. But what I would ask you to do, please, is to go ahead and email me. Same email address, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And let me know what's going to make this a 5-star podcast for you. Now I'm going to release you to the rest of your day. I hope this was enjoyable for you. I know it was enjoyable for me. So go out there. Tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. And go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.